Hi people out there, I am Parvsila and you are listening to O Radio.
What do you think about Varaždin and scenery here?
Well, first of all, I have to say this is a very emotional gig for me at Varaždin because my first love's family is from Varaždin, so I was here 20 years ago and it's a strange feeling for me to come back.
Your new album, Demon Diaries, what can you tell me about that? What is different in this album?
As the title says, it's a kind of a diary, what I did, what I felt in the past 2 years, and maybe it's... CD number 2 is maybe a bit more electronic, a little bit more minimal tech or house influence than the previous one. But I have to say maybe it's one of my most emotional albums I did.
You're a pioneer almost of the electro swing and I'm your biggest fan. How did you decide that you do that kind of music?
That was not a decision, you know, things are coming and going and the good things in life are happening by accident, and same was with this electro swing style. Because I came from a different direction, I started with house and techno, but I was very interested in sampling and I started to sample this old swing stuff, and most of the people said it's a no-go, so such an old thing to combine it with the hype and new modern thing, but for me it was the interesting point of view, so, and the sound I liked it, so I was going on.
Can you have your favorite song?
Of my own records?
Yeah.
Wow, this is really hard to say. Mostly you like the newest album, of course, in the Demon Diaries, and there's one song called 6 Feet Underground. This has nothing to do with electro swing, but this it's a very emotional song.
What are you planning after the Varaždin?
Well, we're going straight back home and playing the next festival, so we're on tour now, and unfortunately we don't have that much time to stay in the cities or to get anything. So, yeah, traveling.
And when are you coming in Serbia, maybe?
Well, I don't know, it depends on the promoters, if anybody invites us or they find a deal with our promoters, so it's not so easy, because mostly people think that the band is make the decision where to go and where not to go. You know, we're 25 people on the road, and it's always, there's some points to negotiate how and if we come somewhere.